It's Friday, you bastards.
That's the conundrum, really. Mm.
It's important to wear a conundrum in this day and age.
Oh.
But
they'll pass them out of school.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah.
From the WGN Tower.
Now, remember, you're all a big part of the show. We're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go. This is exciting, isn't it?
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Now let us imagine that you're in the middle of your program.
You must identify your station.
Might say
WGN.
Dot FM. Right here. Here.
Good afternoon, Panama Canal and Pekin. Breaking news. Three men were awarded $33,000 after being arrested by the NYPD for possession of crystal meth. Turns out it wasn't crystal meth, but Jolly Rancher candy.
Spectacular mistake.
Easy mistake.
Oops.
The nickname for crystal meth is Molly, and these guys were carrying Jolly. Oh, so close.
You daffy bastard.
A developing story. Sarasota city officials are backing a plan to offer transportation out of town to homeless people.
Get out.
It would be a one-way ticket to return people to their home communities.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Continuing with the homeless theme, Berkeley, California is offering free marijuana to homeless people next summer. Why am I picturing a lot of homeless people in Sarasota suddenly requesting a bus ticket to Berkeley? Free bus ride, free marijuana, and no taxes to pay. Not bad for being homeless.
There you go. You got it. Nice. Good, huh?
Good job.
Yeah.
Take pride in that. I'm Gary Meyer. Those stories and more on 240 Minutes. On the Gear Force, the Streamliner, the Super G, WGN.FM, Chicago. Hold me. Oh, I'm trending.
You slut.
I get a good feeling. Yeah.
This text just in, you bozos. Tuned in. In Galena, a big thunderstorm is passing through, and thanks to your new format, I could actually hear you instead of the crackle. It's the future, mother. Yes, I'm here.
There's clouds in the air.
It's right. I'm going to help you through this, as I always do. Crystal Lake was just hit with a monsoon, according to Susan. Yes, it's coming, if it hasn't hit you already, starting from the northwest. Des Plaines just hit with a storm and brutal winds. Hope the casino's okay. Started pouring at strong winds in Schaumburg 20 minutes ago. Is this next week's show? Bastards. Gary, you were a weeblow. Yeah, I know. I wanted to help Leslie out on her stumble. But stumbles are gold in a lot of cases. Yesterday, hard to believe, but Baba Shibble came up with one that I thought, I can make that into something on a regular basis. The Amy Palmer.
Oh, the Amy Palmer. It's
Amy
her new
Palmer.
Drink. It's her new drink.
You stumbled, you wanted to say Amy Poehler.
Right.
And I thought, well, I got the Arnold Palmer and then the Amy Palmer. Just got to come up with some recipe for that drink.
It's for the ladies. It's for the gals.
The Amy Palmer.
Yeah, what could it be? So it'd have to be... So what do you think is the main ingredient there, the tea or the lemonade?
I like a little more lemonade than tea, but I'm sure they're going for 50-50.
So my, but what would you? So what would you either take out or what would you add to the
Amy Palmer?
Amy, yeah. You'd either have.
Do
to,
you like iced tea or lemonade better, Les?
I like the lemonade better.
All right, so then take the tea out.
All right, but it could have something else in there, a cream de menthe or something.
Well, I'm thinking, Leslie Knope. Is there something we can do with her name?
Just like, what could you have?
All right, well, that was from yesterday's train wreck, and out of that came a little gold.
There you go.
Still waiting.
Well, that's
for...
when I was having my stroke. I had a stroke.
Right, you had a
I was stirring a few times.
Petite mall, right?
Yes.
Went out of business about 3 years ago during the recession. Still waiting for the Cairo and Cairo shout-out. I'll put that down for Monday.
Yeah, that's a good one. Then a Marseille and a Marseilles.
Right. Got that going?
Yeah.
How will you know the difference between the two when you read them, Gary?
What, don't we call it Cairo in Illinois?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and then it's Cairo everywhere else.
But they're
else.
Both spelled C-A. All,
well,
but
you're not going to see the spelling. You're
but the international one always comes first.
Oh,
and then
that's
the local
true.
Comes Cairo. Second. So it's Cairo, Cairo.
All right, let me write it down. Thank you. 312-521-8600 is the text and the phone number. If you have any damage to report, oh, my God, I just looked out to the northwest.
No kidding.
And you better grab your ankles if you haven't already.
That's why it's raining in Schaumburg.
Yes. It's coming downtown.
It was beautiful this morning.
And now monsoons. I didn't know we could get monsoons.
Yeah, it's hot, humid, and that happens when the atmosphere is unstable like most of the world. Thunderstorms can pop up, and that's what they did. So I don't know if you will ever forget where you were when you heard that Sugar Roy Leonard died.
Man.
And he was, as you may know, a fixture at WGN AM for 30 years. And I did a little video homage to him.
Yeah, a little.
Has that been posted? Is that on any platform yet?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. I can post a link on our Twitter.
Okay.
Certainly a tearjerker, I must say.
Well, when a brother in sound goes down, for the most part, you got to give a tribute. For the most part, because I'm not available for. I have a list
of the of the people that. So Sugar fell in that one?
A no tribute list.
Well, you did act, you know, just like you did with so many of the original WGN personalities, you did help immortalize in some way because
well,
you gave him the nickname of Sugar Roy.
Sugar Roy Leonard.
I mean, that was the first thing I said. Sugar Roy died.
Yep.
Because, I didn't even think twice.
Well, it's all in the video. But, yeah, and how does a nickname like that hurt? It doesn't. But he was considered.
Was he upset with it when he first dubbed Sugar Roy?
I think
Sugar
he
Roy?
Kind of embraced it.
Oh, good.
He was like Tom in that when Tom was part of our repertoire.
Yeah, Skillet Head.
Tom realized that, wow, people that never knew who the hell I was now know who the hell I am. And I think Sugar got a little of that bump, too.
So how did he ever get the the nickname of the coolest guy at WGN?
That's what's being circulated, right?
I know. I bet.
Because when you look at the lineup of what he was in, the fact that he went to a Grateful Dead concert and wore crazy shirts made him the coolest guy.
He couldn't help but be the coolest guy.
Yeah. It's like the tallest midget, I understand. But he had a little more youth to him.
Yeah.
And by that, when you watch 60 Minutes, Steve Croft is the youngest guy, and he's 80 of the group. That's what they mean. I'm getting some recipes for the Amy Palmer, and one is it's a little out there. How about lemonade, tea, and a roofie?
Oh, nice.
Or maybe lemonade, tea, and fresh strawberries would be better. I think so. Tsunami in Evanston. Yeah, and he hosted Family Classics.
Well, he was one of those guys, like the early GN people, who had 15 jobs between the TV and the radio.
And as I found out later, when you added all of the money they made for those 15 jobs, it was $27,000 a year. That's why they did all those jobs.
Well, he had to raise, he had six children, I want to say?
Yeah, six boys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all had names that start with K.
Right.
Yeah. His one son, Kelly, works at Second City.
Still, right? He's
big
been there a long time.
Yeah, big wig there now.
Big wig, and you know wigs.
I know wigs. I know from wigs.
You've got a bunch of them yourself.
No, but I think he's like the, he's got some big title, executive something.
He's been for a while. Nice guy. Everybody I've met in the family, his late wife, they always were together, and they went on these cruises together and did all this stuff together for many years.
Well, like Tom told the story yesterday that because Bob Bell, who played Bozo, used to do some of the overnight news beat. Just the voice. They would just do news.
Right, the audio.
Audio. And they
and
would show
like
a slide of news. And he said he would walk in, and then there's Bob Bell in Bozo.
Reading the news.
Bozo makeup reading the news.
In Bob Bell voice.
Yeah, in his normal voice. How cool would that be? Hopefully.
And now we know why The Simpsons made Krusty the Clown Krusty the Clown.
And hopefully he had a cigarette in his mouth.
He's not alive anymore.
No, Bob Bell died several years
ago. A cop that worked in the northwest suburbs said he used to go to one of the VFW halls there, and Bob would be at the bar a lot.
Really?
Yeah, like Krusty.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, that, I mean, the guy that does the voice is from Chicago, and he said he based it on Bob Bell's voice.
Who does the...
Yeah.
Trusty
Dan Castellano, whatever.
Castellaneta,
whatever. Yeah, he was from Chicago, and he based it on Bob Bell.
Speaking of Amy Poehler, this text says, have you seen the new Amy Poehler show, Welcome to Sweden? I love Amy and Parks and Rec, but this new show blows.
It's awful.
Yeah, I have to concur. It hasn't been on the radar because I looked at the ratings for this thing, and it barely moved the needle. It was a summer insert. What, seven episodes, something
probably
like that?
Probably seven or eight, yeah.
Half the show was in Swedish.
Yeah. Right.
And they ran subtitles. And I thought, what the...
Well, that
did
would
you
actually
give this to
quirky.
NBC for free and thought if it does get some traction, we'll maybe pick it up during the fall?
It would have been quirky and cute if there had been any humor associated with the show. But, dang, every joke fell so flat. And the fact that it's like a big batch of nepotism... Because
her,
that's
brother,
her brother,
yeah, her brother is the star of the show, and he lives in Sweden and married a Swedish woman.
This is kind
woman.
Of his story.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Amy says to him, "Hey, I got a little pull now. Let me get this on NBC." And she probably has a little too much pull where they can't say no.
The humor was so
Well, you're reading subtitles. It's kind of hard to get a laugh when you're. You're watching the actors, but then you're reading, and then they're doing something,
and
you're missing
extended.
It.
And it's extended. I don't mind if you have one or two words with a subtitle, but it was like five-minute conversations. Where my wife, we were watching, she says, I feel sorry for the actors, because I'm not even looking at their faces.
Well, they're running in Sweden. That show runs in Sweden. I guess it's a big hit.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
right.
Just the same show imported back here.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my.
Or is that exported from Sweden?
Exported.
You pick.
It's exported.
Is it import or export?
If they're sending it to us.
I understand the meaning of.
Well,
so
no, I don't know at this point.
Bastard. We're importing it, right?
We are importing. Yeah.
They
are exporting.
Okay, so technically. And what does he export? Potato chips?
Matches?
No crackle on the stream during the storm. Loving the clear sound. Well, that's good, but that crackle saves lives, because you'd be listening on AM 720 and there'd be crackling. You think, I know something's coming. You're listening now, and suddenly you're up in a tree.
Should we be this
Didn't
high
we
up?
Have a...
Well, I don't know. What did you take before the show?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm pacing till 7.
I don't feel that very safe up here. We're kind of high.
There are others who will be hit first.
Okay.
Don't we have a recording of a crackle that we've used in the past?
Creef, don't we have a crackle recording?
I can see if I can find one.
We're number two on TuneIn.
Two?
And
yes, we are.
When we hit number one, we're going to have a little sound.
Right.
Like on Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Right.
When there's a secret word. Yeah. Right. Whenever we hit number one.
Because yesterday was number one. During the Joan Rivers chunk.
Well, right now, the Ben and Skin show is kicking our hiney.
Ben and Skin.
Ben and Skin.
Ben and Skin.
105.3 The Fan.
So they're in New York.
Well, not necessarily.
No?
There's a fan show in New York, but they're everywhere.
Oh, is there a fan everywhere?
But I am right above Annie Mac on BBC Radio 1.
You killed the Mac.
And CNN is down below me, the fight against ISIS. Yeah.
It's old news.
Yeah, put it away. Nobody cares.
Well, plus, you were talking about that Amy Poehler's brother show. The other thing I can't get past, he looks just like Greg Kinnear.
It kind of does.
And so I can't even watch. I'm not a big Greg Kinnear fan, so then I don't really like to see him.
I think there is a danger when things are going your way where people say yes to everything, because this is what happens. This gets out, and it's bad.
Yeah.
And she wasn't exactly firing on all cylinders at the Emmys either.
No. Not
Maybe
at all.
It's the Tina Fey, Amy Poehler combo that is the strongest.
I think
but
it is.
They only do a few things together. They did a movie.
That,
right?
And then didn't they just give the axe to an Amy Poehler, or was it
Tina Fey pilot?
Pilot, yeah.
Axed or didn't get picked up by, well, I don't even know why she goes to Fox. My God, that's got to be the wrong place to go.
So
wouldn't there be another place?
Maybe some of the magic's gone.
All right, but she has another one that did get picked up by NBC, I believe.
Yeah, that's the one that...
Totally Black on LaSalle Street, if I could interrupt this stupid-ass conversation about show business.
It's Totally Black where?
On LaSalle Street.
That just seems wrong.
It does seem wrong.
Yes. He means the skies, you...
Shut up. 312-521-8600. Joan Rivers, Roy Leonard, who's next, this one says.
So this doesn't count into the Robin Williams? That was two?
I don't know. Do we have a local and a national?
Yeah, I don't know if you can put a Roy. Although it is actually kind of fitting that Roy went around an entertainment
icon. He probably interviewed
icon.
Her dozens of times.
Oh,
so
without a doubt.
Dies on the same day as a big star like that.
I'm sure he did, because he, even in the video that you made, I don't know who produced it, but while you're talking, you've seen it. They cut in some old pictures
right.
of Roy, and they've got him talking to Jack Lemmon.
Oh, everybody that was anybody that came through Chicago,
yeah,
he snagged.
He did get the good. But see, what was good, what I always liked when you guys used to parody him, was he was one of those guys where nothing was bad.
Right. Well, the whole station.
Yeah.
I think they're still into that a little bit. Make sure everything's light, bright.
Yeah.
And make people happy. There's no bad things going on. Or
Bush
no bad
cup
things.
Half full kind of
yeah,
people.
Exactly.
Gosh, darn it.
I'll tell you, there's a little language.
Gosh,
don't
darn
take
it.
The kids to that movie. There's a caca in it, and you don't want to do that.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah. It's that whole wholesome, the world is beautiful.
Well, even I saw Dean today Skyping from Toronto, from his room, and he was on the morning news on GN and TV, and so he was saying how Roy, exactly what you're saying, is that he didn't think everything was great, but he wouldn't tell you that. So, like, he said, I don't know how much he really liked some of the out there comedy and some of the stuff that they do on that morning show. Some of it's a little risque. And so he says, like, Roy would say, oh, you guys look like you're really having a lot of fun on that show.
Instead of, I really like
the
show.
It. Yeah, so
I guess somebody likes it.
Yeah.
Although,
something like that.
I want to say he got edgy as he got older and started blogging.
Yeah, he
more
really let
his...
out some,
yeah.
some acerbic comments on that. And I thought, well, now you're doing it, but it seems like you're a little crusty.
Yeah,
a curmudgeon now.
Yeah, now you're getting to be like an indie
Do it roomie. Now. Get it out
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Like I said on the tape that I did for him. Oh, by the way, we have some crackle if you need that to get through this. We got some weather.
There you go. There are a lot of different colors of the sky in the last...
They might be throwing it back to me from Wrigley Field, so let's just get it ready for that.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
What?
That's the old...
No.
You're having a flashback.
What? Oh, okay. 312-521-8600, text and phone number. Well, the interfacing I had with him over the years, always very pleasant. I was on a show a few times. And...
Oh, you actually were on the show?
Yeah.
In what? Like, why?
When I started on the morning show on Channel 9.
Oh, all right. Initially.
I was on to
like
promote that.
Like a 94 that... type of thing?
Yeah, 94, 95, whenever that was, he had me on. And
oh,
I think
okay.
I had participated in something else along the way. But
And he didn't show any grudge or anything? Or
No, not. In fact, somebody texted and said when you were moved from the AM, he was very much in your camp. He must have made that known. He was still blogging or something.
Yeah.
He was very supportive of me. And I always liked him. I mean, there was nothing bad to say about him.
Well,
now, in this tape, that you're, if you want to go see it, I'll give you a little preview. When I go and they go, did he have a bad thing to say about anybody? And people are like, well, geez, I don't know. Well, how long do you have?
About you?
Well, I think that's, now, come on. How many of us go through life privately? I'm not saying on the air, this is what I do.
Right.
But privately, don't you have a bad thing to say about somebody, at least one person?
I hope so. That's what makes life fun.
You don't have a clean slate on that. I don't think anybody does.
Well, Joan Rivers, we're talking about, she made a career out of it.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. You hear all these tributes going on over the last 24 hours, and they're all very reverential, and she was anything but that. She was a force. In fact, I was listening to Brandmeier this morning, and I think he played this piece from that documentary that was done a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Where she's at a club in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And she does a Helen Keller joke.
Right, and
they're
all
booing.
And a guy
in the audience goes, no, one guy starts heckling.
Oh, okay.
That's not funny. My daughter's deaf. And then she tears him anew.
Yeah.
If you can find that, Keith, so I can play it, wait till you hear that exchange.
Yeah.
That's what she was.
Well,
so to be so, oh, Joan, she did break down barriers for women in comedy and all that. Okay, great. But this woman, she took it out on anybody and anything she could get her hands on.
It's like telling Don Rickles to be polite. No, that was their deal.
I was glad that somebody, because we talked yesterday, she invented this red carpet interview. and she really has not gotten the credit she had. And somebody showed the reason that she got let go was because she was being funny and kind of mean to these celebrities, either in front of their face or when they'd go back, when they'd leave. And they showed a clip of her, and this must have been 15, 20 years ago, and she said something like, Angelina Jolie's lips just exploded. You
know? Right. But it's obvious to everybody watching. Why should it not be said?
And
but
now,
they just want to be coddled where they're on the red carpet. I get it.
If you watch those shows now that do the red carpet, everybody is stroking one another. And even the hosts are telling you now what dresses they're wearing. Well, I've got a Gucci.
Yeah, it's one big stroke fest.
It's like, who cares?
That's why when they get the host for these shows, if they go anywhere into the stabbing in the back area, they're gone the next year.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky Gervais. Right. They don't want to get any of that reality check.
Yeah, I mean, that's
just stroke them up there and call it a day.
I'm surprised that CNN has kept Kathy Griffin on the New Year's show because she gets very edgy.
Then you get some networks that want to get edgy and get that younger demo that I think likes that kind of presentation.
Because she's very
They still maintain some kind of respectability by having Anderson Cooper there.
Yeah, right. So he sort of plays off
plays
like, whoa,
a straight man.
You're too crazy for me.
Yeah, you've crossed the line now.
Yeah.
Even though they keep letting her do it.
But no, she was, I said, when we talked about her yesterday and we were sort of making fun of a little stuff, that's exactly what she would have done. If there was a celebrity who had died in those kind of circumstances, I think Joan would have said something.
Yeah. I go to get my neck fixed and I'm dead?
Yeah, because her circumstances were certainly not normal.
I was thinking, what was the last thing she said before they put her under to somebody? And either they said, count back from 100 or whatever. All right, I'll see you back in a couple hours. And
you know that the doctor said, don't worry, Joan. Everything will be fine. This will take 5 minutes. We'll see you on the other side. You know what I mean?
And count back from 100.
And then,
that's the last thing you would say.
Ugh. Hopefully she told the joke. There's like the classic line was apparently when Reagan got shot and he was being wheeled into the emergency room. He's on the gurney and he said, I think he said to Nancy, I forgot to duck. And then he said when he was in the operating room, I hope you doctors are all Republicans.
Yeah.
So this guy's cutting jokes.
Mommy, I should have ducked.
Well, hope you're all Republicans.
Now, how hot is Jodie Foster? Jesus.
Wow. Doesn't he know she's a lesbian?
She doesn't. She doesn't cop to that.
Oh, yeah, she does. She got married.
Yeah,
oh, she did.
Did
yeah.
I'm
she's
just thinking
out.
The last time I saw her was on that show where she got that award and she was dancing.
She was dancing.
She got married?
Yeah, she got married about a month ago or so.
All right. Fine.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
No.
At least I mean, I know some people in the Westboro Baptist Church care, but I don't care about those weasels.
Yeah. No, in fact, the funny thing is she married, I'm trying to think, I saw this woman that she married was going out with another high-profile Hollywood starlet and broke up with her. It's like, boy, this one really
like
gets around.
Like Ellen DeGeneres had that kind of rotation
it's
going.
It's like she really gets around.
And Leslie, you're not on a schedule,
Hedison.
Right?
By the way.
What's that?
Alexandra Hedison is Jodie Foster's spouse.
Yeah, very pretty woman.
Is she the daughter of, what was the guy?
There was a Hedison, wasn't it?
Who was on a TV show back in the 60s.
David Hedison.
Yes, what was the show? That's not Combat, was it?
But wasn't it the one with the bottom of the sea, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the guy with the dark hair.
Is this his daughter?
Because this girl has dark hair. It could be.
Well, you've already tied it together then.
You know, her face.
Dark hair,
you know
dark hair.
No, but you know what? Her face, now that I'm looking at the picture, that could be. Who knows?
I'm finding up. Born in Los Angeles, daughter of David Hedison.
Bingo.
See that? Wow.
Boom.
Nice.
Bingo Santo Domingo.
Very
she
nice.
She also dated Ellen DeGeneres.
See, I told you.
Wow, they just keep rotating around.
Yeah, they're just kind of like, there's like four high-profile lesbians, and they all.
She's a photographer.
The name of your new book.
And she's Twitter-free. Whatever that means.
Doesn't participate, I guess.
Yeah, but.
Or that has some, maybe that's some kind of lesbian lingo.
But
I don't know.
But how ironic is that, though, now 30 years later, that John Hinckley shot Reagan to impress Jodie Foster. Little did he know it wasn't going to work.
Okay.
You know?
That's the least of his problems.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, that was the idea, that was why he said he shot Reagan.
Got this.
This
text is time sensitive. It says, and then scroll right when I'm getting ready. The other system I could lock down. Is there a locking mechanism on on this one where I can keep them until I'm done with them? What's taking so long for Matt to call in? If not, by 30 minutes, I lose $20. You got 2 minutes, Matt, to call in and make this guy win.
Yes, Gary. David Hedison was also on right. Playhouse 90.
Good memory. But, yes, he, in fact, was on Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea and had several albums out. All right. Maybe he's closing the windows, getting the car windows up because the storm's rolling through his neighborhood. I don't know. Where does that guy live?
Oh, I can't.
In a trailer, down by the river.
Down by the river.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember where he said he lived. Sugar. Now you can say who died.
Who died?
Sugar Roy.
Thank you. I watched the football game last night, but by the time I got to it, this apparently already happened. I'm assuming this is true. I don't know why. It's a text at 312-521-8600. Gary, all of these things really happened in succession last night in the NFL opener. A guy named Ha-Ha Clinton Dix grabbed a muff punt that resulted in eventual dive for a score by John Kuhn. How about them apples? Now, I did hear that John Kuhn's name a number of times, so that's legit. Is there a Ha-Ha Clinton Dix? Anybody? Does anybody have rough hands on the other side of the glass that knows sports?
Maybe.
Or do they mute all them, too, as far as talking sports, because the game wants all that action?
Probably. Well, today's the big day, too.
Did that happen, anybody?
Ha-ha what?
Ha-ha Clinton Dix?
Well, I know that Ha-Ha Clinton Dix did play last.
That is a name.
That's a guy.
Okay, well, then I'm assuming all of this. I know there was a muff punt because they kept talking about it.
And they said muff?
So this must have all happened.
And how did, is Ha-Ha, is that his nickname or is that his real name?
No, it's his actual name, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
Is Ha-Ha his first name?
Yes, Ha-Ha is his first name.
H-A-H-A.
Clinton Dix is his last name.
Yes.
Does he have a hyphen in there somewhere? Or what?
Clinton Dix is hyphenated.
Okay.
I believe Ha-Ha is hyphenated.
So Ha-Ha is his first name.
Wow. I'll tell you what, though. That's the first game, I understand, but Seattle?
Oh.
Look out.
Oh.
We better have something going on here on Sunday.
Oh,
otherwise,
my goodness.
Just give it back to Seattle.
If the Packers look that bad?
We're not going to be standing a chance.
Wow.
And I know you're saying, well, we haven't played an official game yet.
Yeah, okay.
I'm looking at the sports pages from people who watch this kind of thing all the time, and they're saying, don't get your hopes up. This team doesn't really have all the elements that they need to go all the way.
8-8 if they're lucky. All the way? What about the playoffs?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They might not make it even to that. If they do, they'll be 1-out.
8-8 if you're lucky.
So that all happened last night in Seattle. That is a kick-ass stadium.
That whole...
Of course, the guy that owns them is one of the Microsoft guys, Paul Allen.
Yeah.
And to build a new stadium, huh, I got that in my pocket. What do you need?
There's just a cool energy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a real cool energy there. But that's what winning does, too, for you.
It does. But they just... They look... Yeah. Like winners.
Oh, they are so
confident. The uniforms, everything looks like it's built for speed and ready to go.
You know, they're Pete Carroll is their coach. He's got the nice gray hair. He's all, you know, he's running around. He's into it.
That kind of, yep, we're winners.
Yeah.
Our team, they're going to come out with George Halas's face on their jerseys again.
Yeah, Mr. Garrison out there.
We're playing for Papa. He's been dead for 30 years. Give it up.
Trestman wears his hat so tight over his head that you could barely even see his eyes. It's like,
okay,
yeah,
okay, we're gonna go out play. Okay,
he looks like. Well, the thing is, I never, you know, he's got really bad hair. He's balding, and it's
balding. Is that why he wears the hat all the time?
Yeah, and it's balding in a not in a good way. It's like patchy bald. So I think he must wear that hat. He only takes it off when he really has to, if he's at a formal occasion where
it
he can't wear a hat.
It is funny how different people look that wear hats all the time. The best example to me, Ryne Sandberg.
Oh.
With the hat, looked like a pretty handsome guy. He took that hat off, Two-Face.
Yeah.
Changed his whole look.
And then all of a sudden, then we didn't see him in a few years, and all of a sudden he was bald. It's like, when did Rhino lose all his hair?
Who was the player whose wife
Ryan
was doing what with what?
Oh, yeah. That was Ryan's first wife.
What happened?
Remember she wore that corn dress that time?
Corn dress?
It was a dress that was all corn kernels. Don't you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. That was
a classic. Speaking of corn, she was corning something else,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. She was doing at least one or two of the Cub players.
Was that confirmed?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if you can confirm it. Well, I think extramarital affairs were implicated.
They're divorced, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, he couldn't handle that corn.
No. But there was some rumors.
Her corn was not on his cob.
There was.
And that was the end of it.
Well, there was a lot of cobs, yeah. I mean.
I remember that whole rumor racing through the clubhouse.
A couple of players of the on teams that Ryan played on, there were rumors. Plus, she knew him from his minor league days. And apparently there was rumors, I think, that she was one of those kind of baseball Annies, like Susan Sarandon was in Bull Durham, where she sort of hung around trying to
pick up guys.
Pick up a player who might make it to the major leagues and hit the payday. And
well, maybe he took the hat off in the bedroom and she went, oh, what happened?
But now he remarried. He seems very happy. But yeah,
and he's
that was
coaching in Cincinnati.
Philadelphia. Yeah, he's in last place right now.
See, now people that were always going, we need him here. Right. What are they saying?
Storms now over the lake. And wow, what a lot of lightning.
Where?
Hit that water. Looks really cool. That's a text, gentlemen.
It's lighter here.
Yes, because it's over the lake.
Well, that's where the lake is.
No, it's over there. We're not on the lake.
No, but I'm looking down Michigan Avenue. The lake.
No, that's not where the lake is.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? The lake is to the east of the building.
But it's down Michigan Avenue as well. It curves.
The lake?
The lake curves.
You curve.
It does.
Idiot.
It does.
Really. I apologize.
Lakeshore Drive curves.
Is having another petite ball.
It's a big lake.
All right, but we're not at that curve.
Oh, okay. Isn't that where the Oak Street Beach is? Off of Michigan Avenue?
Yes.
Right.
Attaboy.
Okay, well, then if there's a beach, there's got to be water.
Ha ha, Clinton Dix. Ha ha is a nickname for Hashan.
Oh, okay. Hashan. Ha ha, Clinton Dix. Well, the Bears.
What's on his jersey? What do they have on the back of the jersey? Is it Clinton Dix? Ha ha. What? Ha ha. What's on his jersey?
I think when he was in college, it was actually Clinton Dix.
Is it D-I-X?
Yes.
But he recovered the muff punt. Did you see the game?
I didn't see the game, no. And that was his NFL debut. So.
No, okay.
You know, the Bears, I don't know if he's still on the team, but the Bears did draft a guy named Ego.
They did?
E-G-O.
Got to have it. We got the best ego in the NFL. But I know it's the first game, but Seattle, they were the champs last year, and they are ready to go again this year.
They look good.
And the commentators after said that the team is even better than they were last year for whatever reason.
They look good. I mean, they looked like they were hitting on all. If they look this good in the first game.
Well, they should. Like? The first game should be your best game, right?
Well, I know. I think you're a little rusty.
Really?
Oh,
I think
sure.
You're rested, the bones have healed, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, but I think by the middle of the season, now you're into the rhythm. A team catches some momentum, but to come out of the box this fast, I mean, it's going to be scary what they're going to be like when they really start to hit a stride.
Reportedly, Sandberg's wife was going au naturel under the corncob dress.
Yeah, I remember the corncob dress.
I don't remember this dress. Is there a picture of it out there?
I'm sure it'll be somewhere.
Was that talked about?
Because she
looked like she came in from the farm? What's with the corncob dress?
I can't remember. I don't know if it was the day that Ryan, because he had retired and then he came back. So there was some kind of event, like a press conference, that she was at. And she wore this corn cob dress. It was this mini, it was a mini skirt thing up to her knees, and it was just all this yellow corn cob.
Boy, what a good memory you have.
Oh, yeah, that was hard to, I mean, that was the first thing. When I think of Ryan Sandberg's wife, I think of the corn cob dress.
Hey, Sater, want to butter anything up?
Yeah.
Corn cob dress.
Yeah, I'll have to find it. But and she was certainly a very pretty woman, But it was a shocker because you saw her in this dress, which was a wild dress, and then you saw her standing next to Ryan Sandberg, And, you know, he always looks very timid and very...
He's very soft-spoken, yeah, low-key, if he spoke at all.
And she looked like...
She was ready to go.
A firecracker. Mm-hmm. I mean, this one was like, you're like, wow, what's wrong with this picture? Except for the corncob dress. But, so, I mean...
Well, anybody wearing a corncob dress, you have to be a certain person to pull that off.
Yeah, well, she...
You just can't wear a food dress and expect it to highlight you.
And rumor has it she pulled it off many times.
Ew. Mm. That is for Joan Rivers. That is part of the tribute.
Can we talk?
That will be carried on throughout the show today.
Oh, grow up.
All right.
She did say, I heard an interview on the radio this morning with her from a few years ago, and she said, I don't want a big funeral. They were talking about her funeral for some reason, which was very strange. And she even said, at this age, she goes, I've already got my shroud on underneath my clothes. I'm just waiting to die. It was very, like, gallows humor.
Let me know if you find that Eric, the video guy, is in the other room giving me a thumbs up, I assume, because he did the video for Sugar Roy. Does that mean it's all posted everywhere? Everything's copacetic? How's the WNBA doing? When do they play the Sky? When do they play their first game in the championship series? Because I'm going to keep an eye on that. Make sure they get their propers if they go all the way. The WNBA.
I believe they start on the road. They start on Sunday. And it's going to be at Phoenix. At 2:30 on Channel 7.
2:30?
On Sunday.
Sunday.
So during the if the Bear game gets a little boring.
Head over to the WNBA.
And there's actually, you know, now they're getting a little pub, and they had...
They should.
Yeah. So they had a few of the players on. There's a few lookers.
Okay.
On the team. I'm just saying. I mean...
A few lookers
that, you know how things
they're
are.
They're 7 feet tall.
No, but, you know, guards are kind of... They're a little shorter. But, you know, if they get the spotlight put on them, they can do some endorsements.
Well... I just want them to get the same amount of attention that JRW got.
Yeah,
because this is the next Chicago team heading into a championship.
And it's a pro team.
Yes.
Well, they've certainly pulled off a pretty big upset up to this point.
I didn't mean to do that thing because I heard Brandmeier do this a couple times this morning.
What did you say? Yeah.
Look
maybe?
Who's over there. Oh. And I'm like, who? I'm at home listening. Who's that, Johnny? What's he doing over there? Who, Johnny?
And why is he looking at me?
Who is that? Who? I looked around in my bathroom. Is that Joan Rivers documentary on YouTube or anywhere where I can play that piece that I referred to with the heckler?
I can look to see if it's up there somewhere. It might be.
Do we know? Can I get an answer? I guess I could have done this before the show.
Blaring in my head.
Yeah, when they were switching back, I guess the Cubs were in or out of rain delay, and when they do switching on the AM, for some reason, it kicks into the headphones, and that's all I can hear. So it's a little distracting. Don't know why they can't avoid that, but apparently they can't. So I'm going to jump ball this one. Are you looking for it, Biff?
Biff?
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking for the corn dress. Do you want me to look for the Joan Rivers?
Oh, okay. Keith, what do you want? You pick. He's going corn dress. Why don't you go heckler, see if that Joan Rivers documentary is available on the internet, and find that heckling scene. It was bizarre. Because she really plows into this guy.
Yeah.
And now everybody's uncomfortable. Anytime, because I saw Robin Williams at the Park West, and a heckler got going with him, and he let it go for a while. I don't know why they kept this heckler in the building. They should have thrown him out. But he engaged, I think it was a woman. He engaged, and then the whole show never recovered. It was about 20 minutes into the show, and it just deflated everything.
Well, you know, one of the coolest parts of that, though, goes to show you just how driven and ambitious she was, because she had her planner, her book with all the dates on it, like a, you know, daily planner,
mm-hmm.
And she says, if there is a square open on this calendar, I get depressed. If I don't have somewhere to go, something to do, somewhere, and not just have lunch with Tom, This is, if I'm not on television doing a show, at a meeting to do a show,
okay,
I mean,
well,
I have to be, I mean, it's almost kind of sad.
The same thing that drove her with the cosmetic surgery, and you see where that got her.
Yeah, I mean, she even said that her career was her second child. She said between her daughter and her career, it's like 50-50.
Great.
Yeah.
Attaching that much importance to this.
But I mean, but that's one reason probably though why at 81 she was still relevant.
Well, sure, but
yeah,
come on. Take a break.
Yeah.
You two sound like a couple of Nancys when you talk sports, even when it's gossip. What's there to talk about? They won, they lost. A couple comments beyond that. Seattle looked good. What are my Nancy credentials?
Now, this is not as I was hoping. I'll try to find a full body length, but can you see at least the
corn?
Yeah,
I can see the corn cobs on
the dress.
The
corn cobs on the dress, yeah.
Were you familiar with this corn cob dress, Leslie, when it came out?
Ryan Sandberg's wife.
I know. I didn't remember any of that.
When he was retiring, she wore this corn cob dress, and it was, and the thing is that it was short too. It wasn't bad enough that it had corn cobs, which made no sense, but it was very short and very inappropriate for the situation. Retirement.
Hey, walk in on fashion police here?
Oh, stop!
Oh,
she
Grandma,
hasn't been
she's
gone
got,
that long.
She heard corn cobs.
Well, you've got that one down. Hope you can use it.
Yeah, well, it's everybody does.
Gary, since there's no Blackhawks for you, you should do WNBA Sky Remotes.
Ah.
Who broadcasts their games? Anybody?
I think, I mean, on the radio?
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Are they available anywhere on radio?
I don't know. That's a good point.
I know they're playing Sunday.
Yeah, but that's now on regular television.
Yeah,
right.
It's the finals.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point.
Which point?
Would anybody even broadcast them?
See, that's why we get called Nancys, because you don't know.
Oh, but nobody knows anything what the Sky did until 2 weeks ago. you know how confident the Allstate Arena was. You know that's where they play.
Mm-hmm.
They play at the Allstate Arena. They, you know, the Allstate Arena was so confident that the Sky would be in the finals. They booked Garth Brooks for 3 weeks. That's why they're playing at the UC.
Speaking of Garth Brooks, Jackie, who's in the promotion department here, she's going to the concert tonight.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to the first one.
There's
two. There's another one at 10 o'clock.
I told you, there's two
so
shows.
The second show's over, what, midnight, 1 a.m.? I thought there were some union issues there where they always wanted to be done before 11.
Well, he must have made a deal. He's doing that two times. He's doing two shows.
So is the governor going to show up both times tonight, too?
What do you mean?
Because he was there last night to proclaim it Garth Brooks Day in Illinois.
Well, you can tell he's feeling some heat.
Wow.
I got to get out there and be a real guy because the election's coming up. Give me a lawnmower.
Apparently, there was not a very warm welcome either.
These guys, they must be oblivious because very, very few politicians are embraced by the public.
Right.
Very few. Especially, and by few, I mean nobody.
Especially
so don't
state.
Go out in the public and expect this big love machine.
Well, and they're
big
playing
dope.
Such ridiculous campaign games that
so
everybody
obvious.
Is now able to see through. But, well, in the other one today, Bruce Rauner is driving around in an old van.
Oh, to prove that
these guys are like DJs. That's what DJs do.
I think Quinn's going to be on top of a billboard next week.
He should.
For a week until he wins.
All right, here's what we're going to do. The person who can keep their hand the longest on the parked pickup truck will get concert tickets.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think Quinn is going to actually challenge Rauner to a car touch. Who lifts their hand off first wins the governorship.
Let's see who could drink more water and not go potty.
Did
That's
I hear that Garth might be doing three shows in one day? Is that possible over the weekend?
Know. I don't think so. I think I've seen.
I think.
I don't know.
Really, I've seen two shows. That I saw the little lineup, and it said there were two shows, twice in 2 days.
Okay, here's the problem with that. I don't think that's ever been done before, has it? As far
I've
as
never
a
seen,
concert,
not like a full blown.
Only like Vegas.
Like in Vegas, they do
okay.
that, but not in a,
Vegas.
Yeah.
My point, the traffic, because you got one concert exiting, the other coming
point.
In. I don't know how you handle that because what do you do?
Maybe
I got to say that Rosemont police know how to move crowds.
They're the best at it, but still.
They are fabulous.
When I was at Imagine Dragons, I sat in my car for 45 minutes waiting for a space. I knew I could get into a line, but I just sit there for a while. So I thought I'll just watch the planes 3 feet over the roof of the Allstate.
So wait, what did she said she's going tonight? And this is, she's going to the second
show? Right. They
show?
Said, she said she's got family in town and everything. Uh-huh. They're taking a train or Blue Line
okay,
or whatever.
But, so it's tonight. Is there, there's
there's
a
two shows tonight. They're going to the early show, she said.
Oh, so it's not even like
wow.
And there's a
Saturday.
10 o'clock show.
See, I thought there'd
where it'd
be
a like a matinee and
yeah.
then an evening show. That
I never
would
even
make
thought
sense.
About the parking. That's a huge
yeah, they
thing.
Got two groups coming
does,
and going.
Because I saw his set list. There's 24, 25 songs. That's 2.5. That's 2 hours and 15 minutes easy.
That second show, hope
wow.
he took a nap.
Jeez.
Why couldn't he have spread this out? But
I don't know.
I think you, did you finish your point about the sky?
Yeah, they were
going
to play. That's their home.
If they didn't have the Garth Brooks concert
right.
there.
Yeah.
But the Garth Brooks concert was booked because they thought, like you said, they're not going to make the playoffs.
Of course not. That's how
the that's, finals? Are
that's
you kidding?
How confident the Allstate Arena was. Yeah, we've got nothing booked here. And someone, no one even said, well, what if the sky makes the finals? Yeah, that's
yeah,
going to
yeah,
happen.
Yeah.
They haven't won a playoff game
yeah.
in 15 years. Let's go. Put Garth Brooks in for 10 shows. Let's go.
So they're playing at the UIC?
Yeah, but that's not their home court. But they had to play somewhere.
Do they draw that many people to be at the Allstate?
No, but, hey.
Right.
For the Allstate, you know, it gives them a chance to sell some hot dogs. And it looks like, I'm not trying to make it sound like they're doing them a pity kind of thing, but that league is not very popular. So, maybe they felt like, we give them the Allstate Arena. It looks like they're
yeah, but if
big
it's
time.
Mostly empty, that's
yeah.
not good either.
But who knows? I mean, this is certainly going to probably, hopefully next year at least, help some attendance. Maybe people will see it. But like I said, they didn't even have to think twice. They just booked Garth Brooks in.
Yeah.
There's no way this
how
guy's
many nights
playing.
You need?
How do you need?
I don't know why Garth just didn't do 10 nights. Why even just performing two shows top on
and he does,
top and bottom.
And he is a very, athletic. Well, I don't know how athletic he is. He's a big guy, but he's running around. It's not like he's.
Well, wait. We've got Paul here. Paul, you were there?
I was there last night. I don't know how Garth's going to do two shows.
Yeah, he's chubby, sweating
chubby
his.
Belly. He's got,
yeah,
he's always got to wear the guitar to hide his gut.
Yeah, he sweats his butt off. He's always sweating and.
Right.
So he did one show last night.
Yeah.
But then he takes a 30-minute break for his wife.
Yeah, he brings Trisha Yearwood up.
Yeah.
Oh, she comes out and does a half hour.
She has about five songs.
Five songs, and then he comes out, does three more songs, and that's it for the show.
Okay.
Not to ruin it for anybody. It was a good show, though.
You liked it.
But it was over 2 hours, right?
Yeah, I did it for my wife, so she's happy.
Oh.
You have good tickets?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Jackie said they got sixth row, $65.
Yeah, the tickets were like, that's with all the taxes. I think the list
that's
price
what he's
was
doing.
$57.
He wants to keep the ticket price decent.
Yeah.
Well,
he's doing the right thing. Do multiple
Lady
shows.
Lady Gaga was there, too, so.
Lady Double G?
Double G was there.
Did she
really?
Do something on stage?
No, there's a tweet with her little boyfriend and how
she's doing.
Yeah, she's dating a Chicago
Taylor
Fire.
Kinney
yeah.
from Chicago Fire.
So we had to leave early because the traffic's nuts. We left early, but that was a good show.
So you didn't see the governor?
No, I would have probably done something nasty.
Watch your mouth.
When you're buying a $12 can of beer,
Half of it taxes.
Right.
All right, Paul, thank you for checking in.
New friends in low places.
Rich?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm on the Garth Brooks tour date website right here. And tonight he's playing 6 o'clock and then 10:30.
So he's getting a couple hours break.
Wait,
also
the show
Saturday.
Starts at 10:30?
Think about that.
So what, 1:30,
yeah.
2 o'clock at least?
I thought, because I don't know if it's a union deal out there, but a lot of these shows are done before 11 because if they're not, it kicks in to overtime for the union people.
I think Brad Stevens can make it happen.
Hey, also, the parking over there, Lee Street off 90, I have a customer right across the street there, and they're tearing up that overpass right there, and it's all jacked up to get in and out that one entrance and exit on Lee Street. So
yeah.
It should be quite something. But, tonight and tomorrow night, two shows.
All right. But he's not doing three shows on one day.
No, that's impossible.
No.
Not impossible, but they
and
do that
he,
in Vegas.
The rest, his next show will be on 9/11. 7:30 at night, and then next Friday he goes back to two shows, and Saturday two shows,
so it's,
and Sunday two shows.
So it's the whole week he's in town.
Oh, yeah. It's a,
yeah.
I thought it was back to back to back, and he's out of here.
No, no, he's got a couple of days off.
Okay.
Oh, and then he does the same thing in Atlanta. He's going to Atlanta, same thing.
Yeah, he's got a huge run in Atlanta, too.
Well, this guy's going to sell out. You could do a million shows and sell them out. He's been out of the circulation touring-wise for, what, 11, 12 years?
About seven. Oh.
Top of the hour, 4 o'clock.
You should just buy. You should just build his own arena.
Yeah.
And just live there, and people come visit him.
It's not a bad idea.
Right? Why leave? Why leave your town? He lives in Oklahoma.
Stay at the ranch and let him go play. You know. So.
Thanks, Rich.
All right. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Would you think that Chicago? I mean, do you think that Chicago, because of its proximity, is drawing people from other states?
Yes.
Because do you think that...
I don't know where else he's playing within the tri-state area.
But do you think... I mean, I'm just surprised
Chicago
that,
has a very strong country culture.
That strong?
Oh,
yeah.
10 show? Really?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Well, why do you think they have 10 shows?
Well, because I'm thinking maybe...
They are getting... almost immediately.
But I'm thinking he's playing off of Milwaukee or Wisconsin and Iowa and St. Louis and...
Well, I'm sure he's drawing from all over the place.
But, wow. I mean,
plus, it's the start of the tour, so people want to be in at the beginning.
Yeah.
So I got a text that says Garth flies home every night after the shows because he likes to keep his wife happy. They want to be in their own bed every night.
Oh, wow. Elton does that too. If he's got a place in Atlanta, if there's any concert that is, east of the Mississippi, he'll fly to Atlanta.
That seems like a lot of running around when you have two shows and all that.
They have nice
hotels here.
Sleep in their bed. And
especially when you're getting out at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but what the heck? You sit on the plane for what is it? Where does he live?
Oklahoma.
What is that, an
hour? It's a 45-minute flight.
Is that all it is?
No.
An hour? Something
hour?
It's
got to
be a couple hours.
But even if it's an hour and a half.
Although these private jets, they can dial it up to 11.
So an hour and a half and he gets to sleep in his house. He probably comes back here at 5 o'clock.
Okay, whatever. Going on day two. Guys and Dolls stuck in my head. Thanks very much. Can do.
Do. Can do. Do. The guy says the horse can do.
Can do. I don't remember the start of that yesterday.
Oh, you were talking about, Tom was talking about how he liked Broadway musicals when growing up.
So then
I played a little guy. I said I can see Tom playing Nathan Detroit.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's how it started. Can do.
Can do.
I've seen people wearing Garth Brooks T-shirts where it's printed on the front, the G Show, with the lowercase G.
Yeah, they do have, that's his logo.
Okay, I've got a trademark on that, and lawyers, swing it into action.
Hmm.
Yeah, he that's been his trademark for a long time.
The small G.
The lowercase G.
Yeah. I'm the big G.
Right.
I'm going big G. We found that audio from the Joan Rivers documentary where she takes... After a heckler, listen to this.
The only child that I think I would have liked ever was Helen Keller, but she didn't talk. And it's just...
It is very funny.
Yes, it is. And if you don't, then leave.
It's funny if you have a deaf son.
I happen to have a deaf mother. Oh, you stupid ass. Let me tell you what comedy is about.
Go ahead and tell me.
Oh, please. You are so stupid. Comedy is to make everybody laugh at everything and deal with things, you idiot. My mother is deaf, you stupid son of a bitch. Don't tell me. And just in case you can hear me in the hallway, I lived for 9 years with a man with one leg. Okay, and we're going to talk about what it's like to have a man with one leg who lost it in World War II and then went back to get it, because that's littering.
It's littering.
So don't you tell me what's funny. Comedy is to make us laugh. 9/11, if we didn't laugh, where the hell would we all be? Think about that.
Yes.
Where the hell would we all be? How can you not find Osama? There is one outlet. He's on dialysis. There is one outlet in all of Afghanistan. Find the plug.
All right, she swung that out of what was kind of ugly there.
You know what? I feel
he lost his leg in World War II, and he went back to get it because they don't like littering.
Littering. You know what? She's actually inspiring me. I might throw out an Ursula right now. We need to laugh.
Okay, but that's different.
I know. I'm just joking.
Johnny's a friend of the show.
I know.
I know.
But it's not. I mean, it's never. But as Joan said, it's not meant as a as anything bad.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of these reverential tributes, and
she was not.
That was not her.
No,
at all.
No.
In her last commercial, she mocked herself, like she had to get out of the lights before she
right.
melted.
Yeah, she was very self-effacing. And the fact that she would not only take on the heckler like that, but, I mean, she went way off script there. You could tell that was legit. She was upset at that guy.
Well, yeah, but now does the guy stay, I wonder? Yeah, what do you do? Because no, now you're sitting there.
I don't know. Why are you a heckler?
Well,
why do you do that? You pay money for your
seat.
Are
a lot of people doing Helen Keller stuff?
Well,
a lot of comics have Helen Keller hunks, although...
In third grade, she was like...
Oh, yeah.
The topic of comedy.
Depends on what kind of comedy you like. Sam Kinison, the stuff he did, if you're the least bit squeamish, that would have blown you away.
Well, you know what's funny? Now, think about one of his most famous bits was the one where he says...
About the people starving.
The people are
in
starving.
Africa.
Go where the food is.
Yeah.
You live in the desert. There's no food there. I don't think you could get away with that today. Because people would say, that's not funny. There's people starving.
They're suffering.
When you see those Comedy Central specials, all these different stand-up comics, they're doing very crazy stuff. I don't watch them all that often, but when they show the promo
for them...
You hope so?
Yeah, because it...
Once we lose our laughter,
because it's
we're nothing.
I mean, it's ridiculous. We get blowback here for stuff, and it's like, this is all just meant in fun. Nobody's saying this in a mean-spirited way, and that's what comedy is.
Yes. Define
it for us. Isn't comedy making fun of
somebody? Obama's shovel breath. The Sky plays at the Sears Center?
No. Allstate Arena. They're playing at the UIC.
But... Did they ever play at the Sears Center?
Maybe they did at one time. I don't know. But I know that they said that the Allstate Arena has been their home at least this season, and they can't play there.
Okay.
They probably play at the Paul's Gym. Who knows?
And another broadcasting note, little Tommy Edwards is hanging up the headphones.
Yeah, another brother in sound.
Where is he headphoning?
He's not going to go on any other radio stations.
But is he still working?
Is he right now, you mean?
On the radio?
Oh, yeah, he's on K-Hits.
What's that?
I don't know.
No,
he's on K-Hits. What is that?
I don't know.
Don't they play oldies?
A lot of these stations,
I think he's playing oldies.
Oldies all the time.
Yeah, because that's his wheelhouse. If he had a wheelhouse.
All right, well, whatever he's doing, he ain't doing it anymore.
He's going to spend time with his family. He realized that after Larry Lujack passed away, what was really important in life, and he said his family is important, so he's gonna drive to the Grand Canyon. He's gonna drive around Lake Michigan, and he's not gonna give up his gig.
That's
with the
a week.
What do you do? Yeah, and then he's gonna come back and ask for more money and be back on cage. No, and they said that he's gonna.
No, I really mean it.
Give up the Bulls. He's not giving up the Bulls job though.
Well, then the Bulls are starting soon. Is he gonna get to the Grand Canyon and drive around Lake Michigan now?
Yeah, if he starts now, he can get around Lake Michigan by the end.
Right, but you still got the Grand Canyon, and the Bulls season starts soon.
It'll take you 3 days to get to the Grand Canyon, right?
Three!
My word!
What does he do? He sits at that table and
he says, a sophomore! From
he introduces the players,
yeah.
And then he does the...
Team's timeout.
That stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like the PA announcer.
312-521-8600. Pete!
Hey, Gary, how's it going?
Good.
Sorry, I don't usually talk on here. So, if you go on the Fallon show, she was on Fallon's show probably two or three nights before she went in for the surgery. And she told a pretty off-color joke about the diary of Anne Frank, which I told your producer to try to find because, you know, it was in the spirit of Helen Keller, I guess.
Did they let it over the air there? Or was it bleeped out mostly?
No, it wasn't dirty. I mean, she was promoting her own book. And she goes, you know, I wish I could sell more books. I think it's a pretty good book. There's been a lot of bad books out there that sell millions of copies. Take Anne Frank's book. She didn't even finish it.
Okay.
See, but that's
anyway. Tragedy plus time.
Right. What, too soon on Anne Frank? Come on.
I guess. But anyway, I thought that was funny. Listen to you guys all the time. I'm driving in a storm, so I'm going to log off. But have a good one.
Where are you calling from? He's already logged off.
God.
Yes, I'm on duty here. I know there are storms in the area because I got to pick up Allison Rosati after the 10 o'clock news. But she's a precious
Likely
flower.
Likely she doesn't know that.
Well, she will when I'm outside the studio and I honk.
You said he gave her roses?
She told me the first week she was in Chicago, she comes out of the studio one night and there's a, I think it was a, a 225 Buick. Buick, deuce and a quarter. Oh, he no, Buick Riviera. I think that's what he drove.
Nice. And nice wheels,
big
Eddie.
Long ride.
And she, yoo-hoo! She's looking around, and she sees the car, but she doesn't see anybody in the front seat. He was so big, he had to sit in the back seat to drive or something. And, hello, I'm Eddie Schwartz from WGN Radio, and I just wanted to give you these dozen roses to welcome you to Chicago. Yep.
Well, just think. I mean, as fates would have it, you know, I'm sure she was touched, but she'd be a widow now. She'd be the Widow Schwartz.
Yeah,
if
that
had been a love collection, a love connection,
a love collection. That's what Eddie had in his apartment. I'm sure his apartment looked like in the movie A Beautiful Mind. I'm sure there were a lot of newspaper clippings.
Or Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Well, you pick. But I picture a lot of clippings of different anchor women, yeah. Scotch tape to the wall.
Oh, man. Although, you guys used to do that whole ranking. Remember, you guys always would rank the anchor women?
We did?
Yeah.
That's childish.
That's
I've evolved.
Gary?
I've evolved. That was on their broadcasting merits.
Ah.
Yeah, that's all it was based on.
Very good.
So it turns out Joan Rivers is going to have a red carpet at her funeral.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's a great idea. Good for
her. And are the people she's lampooned going to stand there and lampoon her?
That's a great idea. She's getting her final wish. The late legendary comedian and fashion police host will have a red carpet at her funeral. Insiders confirm this and say that she will be buried with it.
Oh,
after the...
that's weird.
Yes. Once again, this is at Temple Emmanuel in Manhattan, but you're not invited.
It's private.
I thought in the Jewish faith you do that within 24 hours.
Yeah, they usually bury people very quickly.
I thought that was all within 24 hours. Then you sit Shiva.
Yeah.
Well.
It's supposed to be.
That's not 24 hours. That's Sunday. This is only Friday.
And you get the feeling the family may have been making these plans. Yeah. While she was still on life support.
I'm sure they knew
As soon as they got to the hospital, the doctor comes out, and you know.
Yeah.
There's going to be some good food at the Shiva. Nice arugula. You get the nice Jewish food there. That's always good.
Great. Well, I'm glad you're focused
on
the right thing.
Have you ever gone to
a Yeah, several
Jewish,
times.
Yeah. It's always it's actually a cool way to celebrate
In fact,
person.
In the one funeral I went to, we each took a shovel of dirt and threw it onto the casket, too, at the cemetery.
And you wore the yarmulke, right?
Yeah.
And you went into the temple?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting. I don't even know one, but it was interesting. And I sat Shiva.
So do you go, as a friend of the family, do you go every night? Or do you just
go once,
bring a dish?
Depends on how close you are, I guess.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it was someone I worked with. So, I mean, it wasn't like a good friend, but it was someone who I worked
with. Imagine... Baba Shiva here,
Baba Shiva.
Going and probably entertaining or trying to
exactly.
During that.
There's a poison. I went with the dude. This guy was a very good friend of mine. Now he's gone. Where is the poison?
We
where
don't
is my
need
poison?
To sit all the days. Let's call it an evening right about
hey,
now.
Hey, Baba, we're going to wrap it up right about now, so why don't you take your imaginary friends and go home?
A rabbi, a parrot,
and a priest
walk into a bar.
Oh, boy.
I drive a Riviera. I'm offended. You should be.
Way to relate.
Way to relate, Gary.
312-521-8600. Tommy E is the announcer on TV for the Bulls, but he's inside the UC too.
Yeah,
he does stuff.
That's why you hear him on Channel 9 because he's introducing the team.
But spending more time. See, this is what Michael Jordan did. I want to spend more time with my family, so I'm going to leave. Basketball. Then he joins the AAA or AA.
Birmingham, yeah, the soccer.
Yeah, and that's in a bus going all over these little towns, and that doesn't seem like a lot of time with the family.
Yeah, but let's be honest. I mean, Tommy Edwards is not in the prime of his career. He's an older man. He's got grandkids. He's in the sunset.
And you're saying what?
Michael Jordan was in the prime of his career, so you knew he
wasn't
going to stay
away. Yeah,
but
he still used that same excuse. I want to spend more time with my family, and then he went and played that lame baseball.
Yeah, well, I still...
Traveling all over the place.
I still say that that was a suspension that they didn't want to announce, so they made him say
that. Yeah, a lot of people said that, but... Yeah. There was no proof.
Oh, I'm just getting a text saying perhaps the reason they're burying Joan on Sunday is because Saturday's the Sabbath.
Oh, see,
so that may have to...
But she died yesterday, right?
Thursday.
I thought it was within 24 hours, so they could have had her in today. I just thought that's the way it was done.
But the carpet's not ready yet.
I hope she didn't have any tattoos. Because, you know, you can't, if you're Jewish,
that's
you can't,
true.
If you have a tattoo, you can't
be
buried.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I don't think Joni had any tattoo.
Although, I wouldn't put that past her either.
No. Hopefully.
if she had one of those cute butterflies on her shoulder, it's now somewhere around the back of her head, crown of her head.
Wow.
Ouch.
Well,
too
soon?
Well, there was a lot of tucking and pulling.
I think
never
the story,
mind.
And we talked about this yesterday, the story that really was the story. And it's because of how random things can be in life. This woman who was killed by the falling gargoyle on Michigan Avenue. And I just kept thinking, I saw the coverage last night. Of course, they're putting up the barricades and they have the building inspectors over there. Yeah, better. But this woman was going to lunch.
Yeah.
And if she's 5 seconds slower or faster, she's still alive. The timing of this is always weird to me. And it's a church.
Yeah.
And then think about it. If it had missed her, she would have been telling people, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was that close.
And she probably would have said, it might have killed me. She probably even wouldn't have thought that it would have killed
me. And I'm going to take a wild guess. That section of South Michigan Avenue is not that well traveled. As you get south of,
Wacker?
Well, you. Is this south of Roosevelt?
Yes.
This church is, right?
Yeah. And Roosevelt really is kind of a
defining
line.
Yeah, once you get south of Roosevelt, there's not much going on.
No.
People walking along Michigan Avenue.
It's up and coming.
They're trying to.
But still.
There's a few restaurants.
It's not like Michigan Avenue outside the Tribune Tower where it's well-trafficked, and here you are just walking to lunch, and then this happens at that exact moment.
Isn't that the area that they're trying to redevelop and make it kind of a music row with... The chess.
Well, Columbia College bought a lot of that property there, and there are some new restaurants popping up, and I think you're seeing loft buildings as far as Cermak, which would be 22nd. So it's in an area that's growing, but this is quite obviously a church that has seen better days.
I remember Cheap Trick had bought some kind of building, and they were going to build some kind of a complex that was a museum and a venue or something like that.
It's still not that well traveled.
No.
As we all know, if we've lived here more than an hour, south of the river on Michigan Avenue starts to taper, even though they have a lot of stuff going on, Millennium Park, et cetera, the museums and all that. Still, if you're a retailer, once you cross that river, something happens. People get jittery or whatever. I don't know what it is, but you see so many stores come in and out.
And you'd think, because like even there's a Hard Rock Hotel there now, you know,
you
right?
You think.
And yet...
Nope.
There's really not a lot of buzz around.
It's that damn river. Fill it in. Brick it over.
Those are really tiny shops along that stretch, too. Yeah. So it's not like you could put a big anchor store in there and have it matter.
Well, there's a Subway there.
Yeah. A Subway, Chipotle, Walgreens, what have you.
And a few of those, like trinket.
Oh, a lot of those T-shirty places.
Yeah, those trinket kind of places. Yeah.
And that's where the ISIS photo was taken, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, is that where that is?
Yeah, not even two blocks, a block south of the river on Michigan Avenue. That's where they held up that 3x5 card in front of this building at Michigan and Southwater.
It's the old Republic building, I want to say.
Isn't there an Arthur Miller's, is it Arthur Miller? Who is the dancer?
Murray.
Arthur Murray. Isn't there an Arthur Murray dancer?
Arthur Miller was Marilyn Monroe's 14th husband.
Yeah, he wrote Death of a Salesman. But isn't there an Arthur Murray dance studio?
There might have been. I don't.
I think there is one up on the second floor.
What does that
people
mean?
People dancing.
Okay.
Well,
he goes peeking in the window.
Well, it just feels that
dancing leads to alcoholism.
No, it seems old-fashioned that there would be an Arthur Murray dance studio. So, to your point about it being kind of not high
line.
It's
not North Michigan Avenue.
No.
It's two different countries. Jimmy, you're number one.
What's up, Gary?
Hey.
Hey, you guys are talking about Joan Rivers. I've seen a great quote that she made about herself. I think it was less than a year ago. She said, with all the plastic surgery that I've had, when I die, they're going to donate my body to Tupperware. That great.
Yeah, well, she, again, was very, and this is going to be like a pun, selfie-facing. But if this wasn't, if in fact this was cosmetic, you die because you wanted your throat to be tighter looking?
Has it been confirmed if it was cosmetic?
No, but look at her addiction to this plastic surgery. Vocal cords, if she was on Fallon a couple nights before, and I think she was working the night before. If you're having surgery, you got to kind of stay home and clean everything out, right?
Yeah, you would think she was starting to look like the Joker a little bit, too. You've seen some of those late photos. Really overboard.
Yeah, as far as that goes, go with natural aging because the cosmetic surgery isn't any better.
Yeah, no, it's just like some of those guys that they get these hair systems, you know. Just let it go natural. What are we doing here?
Be a man. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Are you on a schedule, Leslie, before I take this call?
No, I'm good.
You're good? Forrest.
Hey, Gary.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
I wanted to just call, and even though I think he's a bit of an idiot, I wanted to defend Bibble a little bit.
Wow. With faint praise.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the backhanded comment.
Well, you're
let Scott Stantis talk.
Kind of yeah. Well, you're my kind of knucklehead.
Oh, all right. As long as lovable knucklehead, I'll take.
There you go. I wouldn't draw you like Scott Stantis did, I'll tell you that.
So you would.
At least there's something. Well, I wanted to make a point. You were talking about comedy and making fun of people and how that's the way it goes. You know, I don't get why people complain about the way Bibble imitates Johnny from Michigan. I mean, what's the real complaint? Because he said he has some heart condition and he's got a cleft palate. But what Jim makes fun of or imitates is just his the way he delivers it. I mean, the style, the way he's kind of loud and fast and
the
all
cadence,
that.
The cadence, exactly.
All right. Well, I talked to Johnny and Johnny asked me not to do it, and I respect Johnny's.
Well, maybe Johnny doesn't get it because he's used to being made fun of for other things, and he's just not realizing what Jim's doing.
Again,
I think it's hilarious.
It's easy to say when you're not Johnny and is going over whatever this is. I don't know if I call it radio, whatever it is. It might hit him a little differently, and I just want to respect that.
Well, I understand, but it just seems a little overly sensitive. I mean, you know, listen, I got a name like Forrest. Like, I haven't heard them all over the years. Believe me. I'm used to being made fun of. It's not that big a deal. People should get used to it.
All right. I will consider your point, but I have to say no right now. Joe.
Run, Forrest, run.
Joe.
Hey, Gary, what the heck's been happening?
Joe, where the hell have you been?
I've been working. I can't Google this. I can't do all of this .com stuff. I just can't do it.
Joe, if you don't know, is the Uber Cubs fan who has left many messages for me over the years and would call.
Most of my messages say I love your show.
Right.
And I loved your show, and I still can't figure out Bill and Wendy, but that's my problem. I guess you are sitting here in the .com world while they are on commercial radio, and I can't figure that out.
Cratchit.
Bob Cratchit, you're sitting in your little room over there with your... You know, one good thing, though, is the Cubs are in a rain delay, and you're still on. The Cubs don't stop you.
No. Well, as I've mentioned several times, if I was on the AM still this summer, I would have been on a lot less because the Cubs schedule, a lot of East Coast games, 3 o'clock starts. So you're getting, if you like this,
how many times did I tell you, just take that with grace and would say, hey, this is great. I get to go out for once.
Well, I did enjoy that. And I did enjoy that schedule. But, again, that's not here anymore. But I'm doing 4 hours a day now.
Now you're on the seventh floor with no windows. You're in a dark room.
No. There are windows.
But you're sitting there, and I think you could smell Bibble a little better up there or something.
It's actually a bigger room.
No, what I'm saying is, the main reason I called, what do you think about this Cubs young talent, the Baezes, the Solars? Have you been paying attention to that at all?
I kind of pay attention to it, and they are doing better, but the season's over. This is for next year then.
Well, hey Gary, it's next year for the White Sox. It's next year it's next year for a lot of teams. Look at the White Sox, how pathetic that pathetic nothing team is. What? At least the Cubs have hope. The White Sox have nothing. They got some guy named Abreu. That's it. And the rest of the team is what Adam Dunn plays for Oakland now. Their big prospect Gordon Beckham. He plays for the Angels. They're all gone. Bye bye.
Why does it have to be against the Sox? Why doesn't it just stay with the Cubs? What is going to happen next year? Do you think they're going to be 500 next year?
500?
They're going to be in the World Series.
No, we're not going to be in the World Series. We're going to be contenders next year. I don't know if they're going to win it all. But I'm I know you can laugh about
that. That was Bashevel.
But in 07 and 08, they won back-to-back divisions. Lou Piniella just was, senile then. He didn't know what he was doing.
That's not true. I had to go. My mom was sick.
There you go.
My mom was sick.
We missed that on WGN Radio, that Lou Piniella.
Okay, you're saying by 500, that's winning. That's what I'm saying. They have to be at least 500.
What I'm saying is Lou Piniella was senile. He had the best team. He had the best team in the National League in 08. They had the 97 wins. And that old man couldn't get him one win in the playoffs, that senile old man.
That's a little angry. Look, I left during the middle of a game, and that was it. Thank you. You're welcome.
I got to go help my mother now. I'm done with baseball. See you later, Lou. Thanks for nothing.
You're excited about what's been happening the last couple of weeks, and you say next year is going to be...
I told you in April. I said, the Cubs aren't going to win anything this year. I said, so don't rip the crap out of them. I said, the Cubs aren't going to win anything this year. But the future is coming. Mm-hmm. And don't me like you know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm just going by their history with the future. They've been saying that for decades.
About centuries.
I think the jinx the whole time was WGN Radio. That was the jinx. Once we're off of WGN Radio, okay, we're going to move like a rocket ship into the World Series.
All
WGN,
right.
I mean, I don't know if you listen to it in the morning, but Cochran sucks.
Here we go.
That guy rips the crap out of the Cubs every chance he gets. I mean, anytime anybody does anything good, he doesn't talk about it. But when somebody does something bad, it's all over WGN Radio.
Joe said that about me, too.
Well, I know, but bye-bye, Cochran. We're going to WBBM Radio.
All right,
bye-bye.
You're on record now. Next year, they have to do well.
No, they're going to be in contention next year.
But what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
500, right?
Fourth place?
No, like Oakland is in contention this year. You know, like the Angels.
So that's not
like
500.
90. No, he's talking about the two or three games out of first place.
In the playoffs. They're going to be in the playoffs.
All right, well, again, you're on record, and we will check back with you in a year.
But Gare, I'm going to check back with you because I'm going to listen to you here and there throughout the months as we go by. So
all right.
Pay attention to forget about this year. Just remember they win like 75 games. I think they're going to end up winning about 75, which is way better than last year, by the way.
Okay. All right. Well,
and get your girl baseball. I know you're a girl when it comes to baseball, but
what's this? What do I need to know? They win, they lose. That's all you need to know.
And I know you're friends with Tony Fitzpatrick, and he's a big Sox fan. But tell Tony Fitzpatrick to pound it. The White Sox suck.
Okay.
Say it loud and say it proud, Tony Fitzpatrick. They suck. The White Sox are garbage.
Thank you, Joe. There he is, Joe, the Uber Cubs fan.
Well, he certainly made up for not being on for a while.
I haven't heard from him in weeks, months maybe, and there he is. It's like that joke, these two guys want to kill Hitler, so they know he's going to be at this meeting, so they set up across the street, and they got their rifles and everything, and they heard he was going to be there at 2 o'clock. So they get there, 2 o'clock, comes and goes, no Hitler, 2:15, no Hitler, 2:30, 2:45, one guy says to the other, I hope he's okay. And it's one of those things where, yeah, I was wondering, where's Joe? And there he is, and I, oh, okay. 312-521-8600, Gary Meyer on the 50-million-watt streamliner. Dan on the blower. What up, bro?
Hey, Myers.
Hey.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
It's raining harder than a prostitute in Thailand right now.
Okay. Very nice analogy.
I don't know.
What is that?
It's, hey, listen, you Jackie Robinson West kids, are you going to go back to school or what? How long is the party going to go on?
Have they not gone back to school?
They're in Disney World now.
They are?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Like, what? You know, these kids are going to sacrifice their entire seventh grade education. You're back to school. When does CPS start? Tuesday after Labor Day, right?
Tuesday it started, yeah.
Tuesday, yeah.
Disney World. Get back to school, kids.
You make a good point, actually, because these guys have gotten so much, and they're 12, 13 years old. It's going to be hard to get them back on the farm. Because you've seen the bright lights and all that's pretty good when you're 12. You want to go back to school? I wouldn't.
They're ruined. They're peaked at age 12.
Yeah.
Where else do they? I mean, I almost feel sad for them. It's a bad situation.
Well, I hope that they just compartmentalize it and move on. But I think there's going to be a little problem here. You're right, Dan. If this keeps going on, the accolades, okay, back to school, the 9-to-5 stuff, all that nonsense, the homework. Oh, I don't want to do that. I'm a star. We just lost the phones because what?
Oh,
what happened there?
Because there may have been a click over again.
Call back, Danny. Well, Danny, I got your point. It's a good point. There was another call on there. Please call back. When we switch back and forth, and I don't know why that keeps happening, but it does.
I think that's just...
It can't be fixed?
I don't think so. Obviously, they keep doing it.
Well, doesn't mean it can't be fixed.
Well, no, but... Because I think it's pouring rain, so maybe
we were in Vietnam, and we got out of there. It can be fixed.
I'm just saying, look at the outside. It's pouring, right, so the Cubs probably got rain delayed.
All right, but again.
I'm just giving you
what's
the,
that got to do with me?
I'm in your corner.
Great. I got just, at least one person.
But I don't.
There are so many things that have happened here where it backs up on me, but it has nothing to do with me. I don't know why. All right, this is the guy that got cut off. Joe.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. It is. And let me have Eddie tell you this. All hell has broken loose outside our studio here at the Tribune Tower. Grab your ankles. Wow.
So, hey, that's why I'm calling. So I live on the other side of the lake. I'm in southwest Michigan. But I was born and raised in Chicago, lived there my whole life. Just moved over here about 12 months ago. And I'll tell you, as much as we complain about Illinois and how dysfunctional it is and how in debt you guys are, this is the fifth power outage that we've had on this side of the lake. So anytime there's a storm that blows over, we seem to lose power, and we don't lose it for an hour. We lose it for days on end. And then in the wintertime, there's no salt on the roads on this side. So I feel, and the roads are a mess over here. So I feel like even though we complain about how poor and how in debt Illinois is, at least it's a much better lifestyle than what we see on this side of the lake.
Where in Michigan?
Just in southwest Michigan.
What's the town?
The Benton Harbor area.
Okay. Is the storm there now?
It just blew over like about 5 minutes ago.
Well, I think you're going to get another wave because it just started coming down here.
There's a big lightning bolt.
So you're going to get something else.
Perfect.
Yeah, that'll. Well, it's already out. You got nothing to lose.
Well, thanks for bringing all that wind on this side of the lake. I appreciate it.
This is getting depressing. A guy, as I mentioned, Chicago and Illinois in the way you did there, Joe. Yesterday, he said, I live in Atlanta, and it's screwed up down here, too. I'm really getting depressed that almost every state is screwed up in some way.
But I do have to say there's more people. When more people want to come in than leave, that's a good sign. So I'd rather be on this side of the water than the other side of the water in terms of the overall U.S., not just here in Michigan.
Okay. Well,
all right, buddy.
I hope you get your electricity back
soon. Well, we'll see. If not... Send some batteries over.
Will do. Thank you. Got some double A's, some C's, and D's coming your way.
Losing the electricity in the house is the worst.
It's really bad when you have an automatic garage door, which almost everybody does now.
Yeah.
I had that in Frankfurt. Now you're saying, well, there's a door
right, you can...
that you can go in the back and then do it manually.
Yeah.
Okay, I had two garages. One was attached. The other was not. So the other was just the garage door. There was no other door.
No utility door?
No. So, but there was some key you put in a hole, and you can open it manually, but I didn't know where that key was. And I remember coming out with the key in that little, inside the slot
because
there.
Because if you go in, you can. There's a release.
Yes, I see that bar, the handle.
Yeah.
But this one garage did not have a door.
Wow.
That was the only door.
So what'd you do?
I had to wait till the electricity went back.
But where were you at? I mean, was it like a work day or something?
Yes.
So what'd you do?
I had to be on the air.
So what'd you do?
I cut my preparation short. I always leave several hours
early.
But
it came back in time?
Yeah, time. But I thought, wow, I never thought about this until it happened the first time where there is no other door. And I didn't have the key to open it manually.
How could they not have a door, though? Isn't that against the regulations? Because
no, that's only every bedroom has to have at least one window.
Oh, okay.
But you can have garages that are set where it doesn't have to have another door.
And don't you find when the electricity goes out, you walk around? And you still turn the light switch on when you go into a room?
Well, you want to see if it's been back on and you don't know it.
That's why
you have a radio on all the time. Or the TV.
Right.
That kicks on, you know it's back on.
Yeah. And then you're always afraid to open up the refrigerator. They say you can keep it closed for a certain amount of time, but...
Right, so you just open it enough to get your hand in there and grab something
real
to eat.
Quick, yeah.
Tom will be on after 6.
Oh, he's in heaven right now.
Did he die too?
No.
Oh, I know Joan Rivers is, Roy Leonard.
No, I mean, he's in hog heaven.
Weather heaven.
Weather heaven right now. I mean, this is his Super Bowl right now. They probably got him.
Oh, they have him running, as they say, like a one-armed wallpaper hanger. And he will sum all this up, or if it's still going on, he'll give us what's going on after 6 o'clock. You can barely see out the 7th floor here at the Tribune Tower. It's raining so hard.
Wow.
Yes, that's what I like to hear. Not you guys talking about stupid crap.
Important stuff, saving lives.
Two garages, way to relate to your audience. Arizona ain't great either. Not so smart people running this state. Very messed up.
Wow. So because most of the time they say that if you really want to elect a qualified person for president, it should be a governor. Because they are used to running a government with many layers and budgets.
Usually are governors, although Obama was a senator.
Yeah, but according to this, almost all the states aren't running well. So what do we have to pick from?
That's sad. And this text at 312-521-8600. Hope that tarp at Wrigley is on straight. Game might not end until 1 a.m. I think the Yakety Sax crew has finally figured out how to do that.
Here comes the tarp.
Is Rick Kogan on today? I forgot. It's Friday already.
He's supposed to be.
Is he? Okay, he'll be at around 5 o'clock. Yeah. There's a little water collecting outside the William Goat.
A little moisture.
Here's Wes, a.k.a.
Hey,
Spike Odell.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Hey, you even got the
how did you remember from your days in construction? You just said, or I don't know how the stream delay is, but you have to have one window in a bedroom.
Yeah.
You still recall that from your construction days?
Yep. Yep, I know my architecture.
I don't know what the new code is, and I haven't built a house from scratch lately, nor should I, but I thought that was awesome. I was like, all right, man.
Spike, what are your thoughts on Sugar Roy? I know you worked with him.
Sugar Roy, I've got no comment, Gary, no comment. I hasten to say anything bad.
Oh, you didn't get along with Sugar Roy?
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of a different Roy. Roy, oh, great. Good movie reviewer. Anything he said was totally recommended unless there was caca in it. And, anything you want to do. He's a great guy.
Yeah,
people.
Wes from South Bend has been calling for weeks, a regular caller, and then was it yesterday that somebody texted, he sounds like Spike Odell, and then you proceeded to say that Pete McMurray has tried to enlist you as a faux Spike.
Yeah, and this has been 3-4 months ago, maybe more. But yeah, let me talk to you off the air. And we'll get this worked out. And yeah. I did call one time, and it's just that was kind of corny. Whatever.
Really? But, I mean, I don't know what you would do because Spike was kind of corny. I mean, he was successful, but it was kind of that. Hey, I'm just a good old boy from the Quad Cities, and I walk around in bib overalls and eat pancakes like you do. Maybe too many at the end. That's what I heard. During the news breaks, they said he would go to the cafeteria here in the building and eat pancakes. And he really ballooned up at the end of his run. He's lost all the weight now, but I guess at the end, it was just too many pancakes.
No offense to Spike Odell, he's a great radio guy, but if you're saying he ballooned up then, I just saw a recent picture of him. And you said he lost weight. Okay, sure.
Really?
You don't know what anybody looks like. The voice is one thing, and face is another. And I just saw when they had the anniversary bash there a couple weeks ago, and I looked at some of the pictures online. And I thought, well, he's a bigger guy than I thought he was. But
I didn't see those pictures, but I had heard that he lost a lot of the weight when he moved down to Nashville.
He's been stuffing some pizza or ribs or something.
Well, you got to be careful with retirement because you're. Maybe not as motivated to look as good, and then all of a sudden...
Less active, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah, like, you're so active sitting behind a microphone. My heart monitor. There's
Your spike-o-meter. Whenever you insult...
me.
When you insult Spike, it goes off.
Clear. Put the gel on.
Defib.
Wilmette Harbor to Northerly Island and... To Calumet Harbor, what's till 4:52?
Starting
and ending at 6:52.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like it's lightening up. I don't mean it in light. I mean lightening up.
Lightening up. No, it is lightening.
It's lightening up.
Yeah.
And not that kind.
Yeah.
To the west, so it's coming and going very quickly. Yes.
It's looking pretty nasty here.
Where are you? You're in South Bend or somewhere else?
Yeah, well, I live just north of South Bend. I'm about 4 miles south of the Michigan line, as the crow flies from South Bend. But it's cleared up a little bit, man. It was looking pretty bad about 10 minutes ago. But I can see, look over your direction, and it's a little cloudier again. So I don't know.
The pattern all summer where we get these weird ass storms. Very short, but they look and are very violent, and then they're gone. Mm-hmm. But that's been all summer.
Oh, the summer sucked. It's horrible.
Well, I don't want to even put my mind around that because we're into September, and you know what follows September. Christmas.
It's not far off. Hey, I was going to ask you, I got that FM modulator deal from you, Annette, and we're heading for Florida for a couple weeks around Christmas time. I didn't know what your schedule was. If I'm going to be able to catch you down there, I have to listen to repeats. Are you going to
when is
two
this?
Weeks off or 1 week off? I'm not looking until like the 20th. But
what day is Christmas on this year?
I think it's a Thursday, if I remember correctly, or a Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't thought that far ahead as far as how much time to take off.
You can buy a Christmas tree right now. You haven't thought about it? Come on.
I am, and I will buy it at tree time. They really have to start their season, I know this sounds odd, within about a month because artificial trees are bought in October and November. By December 1st, if you're buying an artificial tree, you're done. So they got to get going, and they're doing this exchange again this year with Goodwill. You bring in your old tree, you get a discount for a new tree.
Cool.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but I hate thinking about Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It used to be. Now it's just shoved down our throats early.
Ebenezer.
It's been so commercialized.
Please.
Yeah.
If you look at movies from 60, 70 years ago, there are indications and dialogue in these movies. It's over commercialized. And right. Miracle on 34th Street,
that's what it's all about.
A line in there. It's over commercialized. That's 70 years ago. Yeah. So it's been going on for a while.
That's what little Natalie Wood says.
Yeah. She's Dutch. She doesn't speak English. Oh, Gunta Ginta Gunda. Ganda Ginta Gunda.
She can speak.
All right.
And that was Natalie Wood? Wow.
Yeah, Natalie Wood was a little girl.
Was a little girl in Miracle on 34th.
I guess I never realized that.
Well, now you do.
Well, I'm enlightened. Thanks so much.
All right, Wes.
Well, hey, have a good weekend, fellas. Love the show. Take care.
Thank you.